what drives people. I think one of the key things that really stands out from your profile is your presence in the AI startup space. You have been working on, like, moving out of academia, and you have been working straight away into startup space, which is really, really interesting. Mm-hmm. So can you, like, before I get into details of those things, what was your motivation to consider the messy, dirty startup space moving right out of academia? I mean, academia wasn't a short term. Like, you did your PhD, and going from academia directly into a startup space, why not take the normal research scientist job at a big name company, but start off from a very scratchy version of your idea?
Good question. I actually really love that question, because I want so many more PhD students to hear my story and hear how this whole line of career is actually not only viable, but also better. But it's so subjective. So take what I'm saying with a grain of salt, because this is my personal journey, basically my personal experience. So my motivation to want to do startups perhaps was my lack of motivation to join a big tech company, I would say. Towards the end of my PhD, I got pretty much disillusioned with the whole, like, reward system of just publishing papers for the sake of publishing papers, and which unfortunately is a part of academia no matter what. And by academia, I mean, I always knew that I wanted to be in industry setting, be a fundamental research lab or like a startup, like a deep tech research startup or a startup, or now, you know, basically having my own startup. So I always knew that it would be in the industry, but the choice between doing industry, fundamental industry research lab, and basically startup was just about what gets me out of bed in the morning, to be honest with you. So I spent, like, I was lucky enough that I could spend like a year and a half throughout my PhD in, you know, these big tech research labs. And the more I learned, the more I realized that that reward system just doesn't drive me. I could see that, you know, very accomplished, super smart people who were just chasing citations and, like, trying to publish the more they can and put their names on this paper and that paper purely for the sake of that. And that's, like, as bad as it sounds, it's just, unfortunately, a game you have to play, right? It's not that you have a choice nowadays for, you know, hiring for a company. I'm interviewing so many PhD students and so many research scientists in these big research labs. And honestly, I don't know, maybe 20 times it has happened that I can remember in the recent history that people would tell me that, oh, I have to reschedule my interview now because now I have to find which paper I can submit to, say, NeurIPS or NACL or ACL. The deadline is coming, just because you have to, right? It's like publish or perish game. The other thing that made it kind of even more for me to get kind of wanting to detach myself necessarily from that being my 100% of my life was this, you know, whole benchmarking craze that we had, the whole, like, let's beat the, basically be on top of the leaderboard kind of a game, which of course also inherently I think is really not motivating for me personally, right? Just what's the point of making 1%? You know, increase in the accuracy. What would change in the world does it make? And to just make, you know, add some salt to that wound, you know, I'm an immigrant myself. We've been living here now for what, like around 9 years, like miles and miles away from our parents, etc. And we work so hard. And I'm like, why would I spend my life on doing that? Then I can probably make real world impact by doing the exact same thing, but not publishing. And also just hopefully getting some better feedback, which is real users and not just a bench, you know, just meeting basically people on leaderboards. So that just meant that I definitely wanted to work on something in the real world. And of course, I know this story that I'm telling is very subjective, and research labs also have like applied science. But in my personal experience, at the end of the today, no one still knows how to run hybrid research. And what happens at the end of the day is that there's still this resistance and there's this disconnect still that makes the transfer basically of technology, whatever you call it, to product really slow. And hence startups where you're a tiny team, laser focused at a particular mission, which hopefully is grounded in a particular reality, which is a product, it is the way to go.